Volunteers peppered the banks of the Jordan River with weevils on Friday. It's part of a bigger plan to make the recreation corridor more hospitable for native species and people. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
6-year-old Freedom is tapping the contents of a small plastic cup onto a plant that hugs the dirt. This puncture vine, also known as goathead, is dotted with deceptively dainty yellow flowers. Her mom's coaching.
Did you get them all?
Yeah.
Hey, let's flag it.
Freedom's family is part of a small volunteer army that came out on Friday to spread puncture vine weevils where these invasive plants have taken over. Each pod can hold up to 2,000 seeds, and they become a thorny nuisance when they dry. They puncture bicycle tires and the paws of dogs walking the riverside trail. Marshall Shear Davis is Freedom's dad.
And they're nasty, and if there's natural, healthy way to get rid of them without pesticides and ruining the river, then we are all for it.
The Jordan River Commission has sponsored these biocontrol events for 4 years in a row. Commission Director Laura Hansen estimates that goatheads have spoiled around 30 miles along the recreation trail where herbicides have been used to keep weeds down.
The problem for us is that they have made sections of this beautiful multi-million-dollar trail system all but unusable at certain times of the year.
These weevils will kill the plants by burrowing into the seed pods and stems, and people who miss Friday's eradication squad still have a chance to help. Goathead weevils are available for adoption on the Jordan River Commission's webpage. Judy Fays, KUER News.